To the physicians at Mission Hospital, part of St. Joseph Health System, even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's time now for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Mission Hospital is leading the way in neurological care with the Neuroscience and Spine Institute, set to open in September of 2014. Here with the latest information about the most advanced technology that's coming soon to Orange County is my guest, Michael Kohler. He's the Executive Director for Perioperative Services. Welcome to the show, Michael. So tell us about the Neuroscience and Spine Institute that is set to open. What is it? What's it going to entail? And tell us about the advanced technology there.
Well, the nerve system, as you know, Melanie, is responsible for controlling all of the activities in the body. And any kind of aberrancy within that central nervous system can cause a whole plethora of issues and infirmities. So Mission Hospital has decided to move forward with developing a very advanced program and all the facilities to support it, which we've titled the Neuroscience and Spine Institute. And along with that, we're bringing in all the latest imaging technologies, the latest ORs, neurointensivists, neurointerventional radiologists, and all of the staff and equipment, supplies, facilities that we need in order to support this advanced endeavor.
Now, what kind of conditions will people be able to come there and use, you know, and take advantage of all this advanced technology? What kind of conditions should people think that they're going to be coming there? Are we talking MS, basic neurological type, you know, conditions? What are we looking for?
Well, everything from stroke, whether it's a hemorrhagic stroke or an ischemic stroke, to concussion, traumatic brain injuries, spinal injuries or spinal conditions. You know, low back pain is still one of the top five reasons for people going to their doctor, and I think it's still the number one or two cause of disability worldwide. Neck pain, nerve compression, carpal tunnel, brain tumor, motion disorders, movement disorders such as Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. So all of the conditions that would fall under what's called the central nervous system, which is the brain and spine, as well as many peripheral nervous system diseases such as carpal tunnel.
Wow, that's very comprehensive. And tell us about the multidisciplinary approach that you're going to have at the Neuroscience and Spine Institute.
Well, one of the issues that often happens in today's 21st century healthcare is that patients get bumped from one provider to another, and they kind of have to move all over the map, if you will, in order to get a diagnosis or get their treatment put together. And what we're trying to do is put it all under one roof. So we have everything from advanced neurointerventional radiology, which allows us to treat a stroke without having to do surgery. We just use a small catheter going through a blood vessel. We can go all the way up into the brain to plug a hole or pull out a clot. And then we have the ability to do everything now more advanced than we did just 2, 3, or 5 years ago. And that's one of the keys that is driving this initiative, is we're trying to do everything in the most advanced way, you know, proven techniques. But the old days, they're fading pretty quickly in the rearview mirror. And it's really important that we partner with leading institutions and research endeavors so that we can make sure that we're on the cutting edge to provide our patients the best care possible.
And as far as perioperative services and, you know, really just side care to all of these things, and you're mentioning interventional radiologists and, you know, all these neurological specialists, and what about all of those that assist them? Are you having a whole team of nurses and nurse practitioners, nutritionists, all of these kinds of people to help them with whatever they're doing?
Absolutely. So our neuro tower, the first floor, is all imaging, and this is the latest, greatest imaging technology that's out there, and so we have all of the imaging technologists and radiologists and neuroradiologists that support that. The second floor is going to be our new neurosurgical suite, and so all of our neurologists and spine orthopedic surgeons will do all their procedures there, and the team that's going to support them will be all dedicated nurses and techs that are specialists in neurosurgery and spine surgery. And then the third floor is our neurosurgical intensive care unit, where we've garnered some pretty good accolades in the realm of advanced care for traumatic brain injury and hypothermia techniques. And then the floor just above that is kind of our step-down unit, our progressive care and stroke unit. And so, and then if you move from that floor to the next one, we have our advanced in-house rehabilitation unit for neurological injuries and diseases. So we have the full spectrum from the diagnostic end on the front end all the way through critical care and then work back out so we get them home as close to, if not right spot on, with how they were before they entered our doors. And all of the staff along the way are trained their specialties to support and care for those patients at that component of their care.
That's amazing, Michael. So you mentioned back injuries and, you know, back pain, certainly low back pain, as you mentioned, is one of the main reasons that people lose time at work and have pain and see doctors. So they want to know what's the most advanced technology for back problems and back issues. So what are you doing there at the Neuroscience and Spine Institute for people with low back pain? Now, what could they expect if they came in?
Well, it's kind of a network, if you will. It's not just a one place that you go to get surgery, because it's not everybody's a surgical candidate. Those that are, we have the most advanced techniques for minimally invasive back surgery, but some people just may need to get over a certain hump in order to really start their recovery. And so that could be seeing a pain specialist where they might receive an epidural, or a neurologist for some over-the-counter medication. They may have some muscle issues or other physical medicine needs where we could put them into an outpatient rehabilitation program or physical therapy. So the first thing is to get the appropriate diagnosis. And from there, we try to determine what would be the best treatment, course of treatment for that individual to get them back on their feet as quickly and completely as possible.
Are you including, Michael, education and prevention programs, you know, for people as well? So if someone does come in and they're maybe not a surgical candidate, but giving them some information about, you know, preventing back injuries, keeping strong backs, just for all of the services there.
Absolutely. And we have some educational programs now, and we're growing many more very quickly, so that we can get out into the community and help them to prevent any of the injuries that are preventable, including some of the diseases. You know, there's so many advances being made every day in diagnosing so many central nervous system disorders, things like Parkinson's and dementia. And that's one of the reasons that we've developed this program, and we're strongly seeking to be on the cutting edge, is we want to make sure we're aware of the latest advances, not just from the treatment aspect, but also from the prevention aspect, so that we can push this out into our community and care for them before they have to come in our doors for some more significant treatment.
That's so important. And I think even when you mentioned stroke, you know, that's another one where prevention and education can play a key role. Give us a little advice there about stroke.
Well, you know, stroke is basically where the brain is not getting enough oxygen or blood supply to a certain area. And it can be caused from a few different things. Much of it is preventable just from the standpoint of having a healthy vascular system. But even once, a stroke, let's say, is inevitable and a person suddenly starts to have the first signs or symptoms of a stroke, time is critical. In fact, we have some phrases where time is nerve or time is brain. And so as soon as those symptoms show, that person needs to get in quickly, because the earlier we diagnose and begin treatment, the better the result is going to be for that patient who may be suffering from a stroke. And that's part of our education, to go to your earlier question, is getting that knowledge out in the community, because 30 minutes here or there can make a substantial difference in the outcome of a patient who may be suffering from the early signs or early onset of a stroke.
And Michael, with the Neuroscience and Spine Institute at Mission Hospital set to open in September 2014, in the last minute and a half or so, kind of wrap it up and tell the listeners why that it would be so important for them to take advantage of all the most advanced technology that's coming soon to Orange County, to your Neuroscience and Spine Institute.
Well, it's really exciting because there are so many advances out there now, and we're seeing a substantial separation or difference between what used to be done and what's often still currently being done in certain institutions, and where we're taking things now and trying to be on that cutting edge. For instance, if someone does have a stroke and they get in quickly, we're often able to send that person back with no residuals, no surgery necessary, and they get back to normal life in a matter of days. Whereas if there are delays or maybe a not an appropriate level of care, it might be weeks or months. They may never get back to their normal cells before they had the stroke. Back pain, brain tumor, because of the advances we have with some of our technology, like the stealth unit, the O-arm, we're able to do surgeries through so much smaller openings now and do more advanced surgery that's minimally invasive, so it's less intrusive on the body with fewer side effects from that surgery, that our patients have a much better outcome and they're back on their feet, back to their lives much more quickly. And by plugging into the institutions that are on the leading edge and being a component of that developing new technologies, we're very confident that the care that we give our patients will be the best possible care, affording them the best opportunity to lead a full and complete life with no residuals.
Thank you so much, Michael Kohler, Executive Director of Perioperative Services and the Neuroscience and Spine Institute, set to open in September of 2014 in Orange County at Mission Hospital. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information, you can go to mission4health.com. That's mission, the number 4health.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.